Epithelial tissue in animals is made up of cells that are tightly packed together. And these cells act to form a protective barrier separating two compartments, an inside and outside. So this examples of epithelial tissue would be your skin. So your skin separates everything inside your body from the outside environment. But epithelial tissue also exists within your body. So it's the protective coating essentially for your organs. For example, your small intestine, there's epithelial tissue in the interior of it that separates your small intestine from other organs in your body, as well as the cavities within your bodies. So this type of tissue acts as a protective barrier, and it also acts to allow substances in and out of the body or specific compartments. So it acts as a barrier, but it also acts as a type of tissue that regulates what type of materials, be they nutrients, water, or gases, can pass in and out of a given tissue or of a given organ. And epithelial tissue can be as small or narrow as one single cell thick, such as in your capillaries, which you'll learn about later on in the circulatory system, or it can be several layers thick, as your skin, which we learned about earlier, is made up of many layers of cells, the bottom of which are actually actively dividing and growing, and the top layer of which are actually dead skin cells. So that's epithelial tissue for you.